And he laid out the streets, if you really are familiar with so many of the small towns. The streets are so narrow.
Yes.
Hartsville's a good example, just north of us. Mm-hmm. The streets were so narrow, by the time you got an automobile, when the automobile got a little wider, you could hardly meet on the street. Mm-hmm. Well, see, had this vision of this becoming a metropolis. Mm-hmm. And so he even made the streets wide enough that when we get really to be a city, we could have a streetcar. See, he was thinking about that was the streetcar era, don't you see? And he was thinking that would be a...
Okay, he was thinking about the streetcar era, you said.
Yes, and wide streets mm-hmm. and so forth. And at one time, I don't know, about 3 or 4 years after the colony was organized and was going strong and many people were coming, well, the stumps were still in the middle of the streets. And see, the streets are 50 feet wide. And so many of the people said, we just must cut down on these streets. No, it's just no point in having just a dusty, muddy mm-hmm. places. And if we cut down, we could sell a lot of this extra land, you know, it'd be useful and so forth. And he said, no. Absolutely no. And everybody has been so happy that he did. Because we have such nice streets.
What has become of Coleman since his day then? Has it expanded?
Oh, it has expanded. Oh, yes, it has grown. And you see, it was really a farming. The whole county was farming for so long. Although Mr. Coleman laid the foundation for this balance of farming and industry, because he insisted on trying to be as self-sufficient as possible. And honey, we had a woolen mill, we had a snuff factory, we had they had shoe factories. In the early days, they were many of them just one or two person operated, but they really tannery. We had a brickyard. We had all sorts of industries on a small scale. And now we, of course, have a lot of nationally known industries have come to Coleman.
What are the main industries here now?
Okay, you want to know what the names of the...
Well, the products.
The products. Well, now we have AmeriCo, which does refrigeration units. We have Coleman Metal Craft. They do all sorts of chrome trim for automobiles and so forth. We have and lumber. Lumber is building materials and lumber. The oldest industry we have are those. We have chicken. The chicken industry is really, we have broiler plants. We have an egg plant, dehydrating of eggs. And see, because our whole county is just covered with chicken farmers. And we have, the Schiller Industries do precision instruments for everything from watches to NASA, some of the NASA instruments. We have we have one industry that does containers, casings for everything from ammunition to whatever. We have a box factory that does all sorts of paper products, boxes and so forth. We have a lot, and then over the county we have several garment manufacturing plants at the little towns around over the county.
Is there still a lot of farming here?
Well, yes, but it's a different kind. It was always cotton, you know, and cotton.